Greetings once again, pilgrims. Pilgrims who have completed a journey through the book of Esther and are ready to bring on the book of Daniel. It's our dynamic duo, Esther and Daniel, dynamic duo daily. And this is Pastor Bob, broadcasting from another new remote location known as Cougar Bluff, in the woods of the Shawnee National Forest. Look out the window and I see trees and more trees, and there's a trail. What a beautiful sight. That trail means something now. We've all got that trail right outside our window. Well, today's exciting. We start the book of Daniel, and we'll talk a little bit more about the background of Daniel tomorrow night on our discussion group Zoom meeting. We're going to go ahead and dive right in. We'll also talk about the book of Esther some too and get your final thoughts about that. But as for today, it's time to hear the word of God. We've got the monks with us. They're traveling right behind us in a huge bus. Amazing. They come out, and when we start recording, they start chanting. The chant of the mystics. And we've got the candle, the kitchen farmhouse candle burning. Now, we can't leave that burning too long because we got to give the wax time to dry before we load up the car. So let's get started. We've got the super antioxidant yogi green tea, which on the back of the little tag that hangs over says, appreciate yourself and honor your soul. Amen. So here we go. The book of Daniel, also an Old Testament story, another great short story from the Old Testament. Episode 1 is called Daniel in Nebuchadnezzar's Court. During the third year of King Jehoiakim's reign in Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it with his armies. The Lord gave him victory over King Jehoiakim of Judah. When Nebuchadnezzar returned to Babylon, he took with him some of the sacred objects from the temple of God and placed them in the treasure house of his God in the land of Babylonia. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, who was in charge of the palace officials, to bring to the palace some of the young men of Judah's royal family and other noble families who had been brought to Babylon as captives. Select only strong, healthy, and good-looking young men, he said. Make sure they are well-versed in every branch of learning, are gifted with knowledge and good sense, and have the poise needed to serve in the royal palace. Teach these young men the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily ration of the best food and wine from his own kitchens. They were to be trained for a 3-year period, and then some of them would be made his advisors in the royal court. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were 4 of the young men chosen, all from the tribe of Judah. The chief official renamed them with these Babylonian names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. Hananiah was called Shadrach. Mishael was called Meshach, and Azariah was called Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief official for permission to eat other things instead. Now, God had given the chief official great respect for Daniel, but he was alarmed by Daniel's suggestion. "My lord, the king has ordered that you eat this food and wine," he said. "If you become pale and thin compared to the other youths your age, I am afraid the king will have me beheaded for neglecting my duties." Daniel talked it over with the attendant who had been appointed by the chief official to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. "Test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water," Daniel said. "At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's rich food. Then you can decide whether or not to let us continue eating our diet." So the attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. So, after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the rich foods and wines. God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for learning and literature and science of the time, and God gave Daniel special ability in understanding the meanings and of visions and dreams. Understanding the meanings of visions and dreams. When the three-year training period ordered by the king was completed, the chief official brought all the young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with each of them, and none of them impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they were appointed to his regular staff of advisors. In all matters requiring wisdom and balanced judgment, the king found the advice of these young men to be 10 times better than that of all the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus's reign. And thus concludes your first episode, Walking Through the Book of Daniel. Welcome to the times of Daniel. And we end today, October 20th, with our Jesus Calling devotion from Sarah Young's devotional. And here's what Jesus has to say today. He says, "I am your living God, far more abundantly alive than the most vivacious person you know." Let's repeat that. "I am your living God, far more abundantly alive than the most vivacious person you know. The human body is wonderfully crafted, but gravity and the inevitable effects of aging weigh it down. Even the most superb athlete cannot maintain his fitness over many decades. Lasting abundant life can be found in me alone. Do not be anxious about the weakness of your body. Instead, view it as the prelude to my infusing energy into your being. Again, do not be anxious about the weakness of your body. Instead, view it as the prelude to my infusing energy into your being. As you identify more and more fully with me, my life becomes increasingly intertwined with yours. Through the process of aging, inwardly, you grow stronger with the passing years. Those who live close to me develop an inner aliveness that makes them seem youthful in spite of their years. Let my life shine through you as you walk in the light with me. Amen. Blessings on your Tuesday. We had a bit of a thunderstorm this morning, and it's a beautiful, gray, chilly fall day here in the woods as we head back to Arthur today and look forward to the return to the home studios of Daily Dynamic Duo. Until then, may God strengthen your spirit, soothe your soul, and fill your heart with His love and grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.